Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to The Big Party Show, and this is how you get a hold of us. bpscrasher at gmail.com. You can text us or call us, leave a message at 402-915-0962. And make sure you take a second and you write a review wherever you're listening or watching. And then like it. Like it like you like dessert. Everyone likes dessert, right?
Love dessert.
I know. Dessert's
love the best. Dessert. It's funny, I had to stay off of dessert last night.
Did you really? I didn't. It's because of
what did you have?
I had ice cream.
Ooh. Okay. So what flavor?
Well, I went with a... you know, Molly, I couldn't tell you what flavor it is right now. It might be a mint
chocolate?
Chip or something.
Did it have stuff
well,
in it?
It had something in it. I can't remember. I would eat anything when it comes to ice cream. But remember when you talked to us, we had that talk about fudge?
Yes. Well, did you get some hot fudge?
Yes, I did. As soon as I walked into the store not long ago, I was like, I walked right by it and it just hit me. I'm like, Molly was talking about how you got to have fudge.
Got to have it.
So I grabbed it.
Makes all the difference.
So now I have fudge. So anyway.
We've got a different container now. So for a while there, it was really nice. It came in a squeeze bottle and you could just put the whole bottle in the microwave. And now now it's a jar.
That's what I have is a jar.
So you've got to scoop out what you need. You can't put the jar in the microwave. You got to scoop out what you need. So now it's like, instead of the hot fudge being on top, it's on the bottom. So like you heat up the hot fudge and it's in the bottom of the bowl and then you put the ice cream on top of it. And it's so funny because it just like starts melting because it's like so hot. Yeah. So you get like ice cream soup.
So like it like you like ice cream. Yeah,
I do like ice cream.
So do you nuke it then, right? Is that what you do?
The hot fudge. Yes.
Okay.
I do on account of the fact that you want it hot.
I have a question about the nuking, right? This morning I threw some coffee to warm it up in the microwave for 2 minutes, right? Because that's
what
I do. That's I like it. That's my jam. What I saw there was like one of those little fruit flies that flew in there into the microwave. So I shut the door as fast as I could and I hit 2 minutes. Right. Sick. I'm thinking this little thing's gonna be dead, right? It got bigger. And it's still alive.
Stop it.
I swear. It got bigger and it was still alive.
You are so full of it. This is like sci-fi. Seriously, it got bigger.
And the next thing you know,
Jeff Goldblum came out of there. Like, seriously, this is literally the fly.
I know that. That's the first thing I thought. I'm like, oh, God. First of all, this thing's dead. Right.
Oh, yeah, 2 minutes in a microwave kills just about everything.
And then I opened it up and grabbed the hot coffee out, and this thing is still flying around in the microwave.
Gross.
And I swear it looked bigger. So now I have a radioactive fruit fly flying around somewhere.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my science experience.
I don't think it's real, but I love your commitment to the reality that you've chosen. It's not real, but it's real to me. Then that's real enough for all of us. Done.
All right. Don't forget bigpartyshow.com. It's our website. We need more people to go over there and check it out and make sure everything's good to go on that thing. You can get merch there as well. And also you can become a party crasher. And it's a brand new website, bigpartyshow.com. Been doing this type of work for so long. This is the first website I've ever had.
I know, and it's amazing. Like, we have Bythewood Creative to thank. Uh-huh. They're the ones that put it all together for us, and it is so slick. You do need to go check it out because today's Friday, and so all the Fun Factory videos, if you're streaming and you're just listening and you're not watching on YouTube, you can see all the videos on the website. But we want to thank Bythewood Creative. Been around since 2015.
So
it's Omaha trusted partner for stunning branding, powerful marketing, eye-catching photography. I mean, it's amazing. They do it all. So it's like if you're looking for a creative agency, your own creative team, Bythewood Creative.
The ones. Highly recommend. Get them. I just learned a new dating term today.
What's that?
It's called Shrekking. It's a new dating term called Shrekking.
Shrekking?
Have you heard of anything like this before?
No. Because
I'm going to tell you all about it.
Please, fill me in.
Basically, it's derived from Shrek, of course, right?
Yes. So you're dating a big green ogre, and it's a very niche.
Yes.
You're like, the person's green. They smell. They live in a swamp. You're like, perfect. Where do I sign up? Obviously, I'm totally in.
It involves dating someone you're not attracted to in the hopes that this person will treat you better in return. Like, it worked out great for Fiona from Shrek, right?
Uh-huh.
Treated her great.
Wow. She really loved him, though. Like, it wasn't like, yes. I'm slumming it.
But the idea is to date down.
Brutal.
Isn't this brutal? You date down with the hopes that this ogre, this unsightly, is going to
be so appreciative that you're giving them the time of day.
Yes. And so what happens when you get Shrek'd is when that ogre or unsightly decides you're not the one.
They dump you. And you're like, I was only dating you because I was Shrekking. They're like, well, you've been Shrek'd.
How crazy is that dating term? I guess it's been around forever. I mean,
continue?
Have you ever dated someone that you weren't attracted to, but you decided to give them a chance?
I've gone on a date. I've gone on, like, let's say two dates. Because, like, the first one, you're like, maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
Nobody's always their best self on a first date. Like, I know I can come off as whatever.
I'm with you.
So bet. Then when they're like, hey, I had fun. Let's do this again. You're like, okay. I mean, the person wasn't vile. Like, there's no reason to not do a second date. It's not like they were like sitting there and being a monster person.
Yeah.
So then you go on that second date and you're thinking, okay, we're all a little bit more relaxed. We've
maybe
gotten some of that
off,
like,
right.
Right.
Yeah,
and then you realize you're like, nope, still not into you. And so I've done that before. And then it's really awkward because then if they ask you for a third date, you're kind of like stuffing things.
Well, was this individual an ogre? Like, we're talking about Shrekking here. Would that have been considered dating down? I'm talking about dating down. I'm really like Fiona and Shrek. Like Beauty
I'm
and
not,
the Beast. Even the Beast was good looking for a beast.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
There has to be something. I am not like, if there's not a spark, I'm not wasting my time. So I don't think I have ever Shrek'd because I need to have something needs to attract me in order for me to say, like, yes, you can have any
you
amount
can have
of my
me.
Time.
Take me.
Take me. How Take about you? Me. Have you dated
I
where
dated
you're like
down?
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Not for the sake of hoping this person treats me better. I mean, the whole Shrek thing, it's fascinating because people are dating down what they would find attractive without being attracted. And then the person that they're dating down decides, hey, I don't even like you and you're good looking.
Here's the thing, though.
What?
Self-esteem does
sure.
not necessarily have a mirror.
Yes, I know. And that's what I've always said about women. Women date
that's
personalities,
crazy.
Guys date looks.
I mean, that's the crazy thing is that you'll meet someone, let's say, that isn't the most attractive person. I know you call them unsightlies. I'm just saying maybe not the most traditionally attractive people you've ever met.
Uh-huh.
But that they have like such self-possession.
I like, saw that today.
Right, where you're like, oh my God, I wish I felt that confident in life. And I know that I'm better looking than you.
How terrible did I just say that? I saw that today. I see it every day. Yeah, I saw it.
Where did you see it?
I ran and got a Diet Coke before we did this. And then it's like at QT. And as I'm walking in, I'm walking by someone. And then I noticed that she's confident. She's got a great smile. No one I would actually date, or probably.
Well, you are married, so that's a relief.
In public with that person, but yeah.
Wow. You're going all in on that. wouldn't want to be seen in public with that person.
I'm kidding, Molly. I'm joking.
No, you're not. You're like a small part of you's kidding, but a bigger part of you means it.
No.
There's like a tiny part of you that's like, I'm a decent person. I would never say that. But then there's like a larger, bigger party in there that's like,
no, don't paint that. I'm not Shrekking. I think maybe Wileen Shreked.
Yeah. All day long. On that, we can agree.
And I could say you Shreked. Nothing against what? Peter. But
are you telling me that Peter's unsightly?
Oh, I was trying to catch you.
Careful. He listens.
Peter's a great looking man.
He's very handsome.
Oh, he's great looking. If he gave me a chance, I probably.
Seriously. That head of hair.
He's got a great head of hair. I like
he's got an amazing head of hair that he has gifted to both of our children. So we went and did back to school haircuts.
Okay.
Because I meant to tell you about this. So, okay. Yeah. So back to school was just yesterday. So Thursday. Uh-huh. And we went to do back to school haircuts last week. And so Declan wouldn't get his hair cut all summer long. He was like, no, I just want to let it grow.
Oliver. Yeah.
And whatever. So we go for a haircut and it's this guy that always cuts his hair. And I have a picture of it. There's just a mountain of hair on the ground. He's like, this looks like I just cut 10 heads.
Really? Okay.
That's how much hair he has.
So did he get it? He got it cut short, obviously.
Yes. Right?
He did? Okay. Was that a struggle to get him to do that?
No, he knew that that was coming. He goes to DePaul Prep. He goes to a private Catholic high school.
So he has to.
In Chicago. You know, surprisingly, they're very lax. But you know what is not lax?
What?
Peter Coffey.
Oh, really? He wants it off the collar? Or what does he
want? Oh, yeah. Peter's like, no, thank you. Thank you, no. Like, I love long hair. And Declan's got such a great head of hair that I'm always sad to cut it because it's just so good. And
sure.
Peter's like, when are you getting his hair cut? Like, it is, it drives him bananas. Because okay. I'll let it go.
Yeah.
And so even during the school year, Peter's like, I think it's about time for a haircut. I was like,
it's about time. Yeah. So like, that was the same thing with Oliver. And you know what? And he had the Justin Bieber hair where he was constantly doing that, you know, and it was just long. And then trying to convince him to get it cut short was so, and he finally did it on his own. But once you do it, you've got to compliment like crazy. Like, oh my God, dude, you look like he looks like a mini Tom Cruise. So I'm like, oh, dude, that looks great. That's awesome. That looks good. Not that his hair
looks like a mini Tom Cruise.
He does. He looks like a mini Tom Cruise. He did anyway then. He still does. He still has that look. But
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Highway to the Danger Zone. That's that man. All right. So back to school. So they started school. Everything's good to go. Did you get all the stuff they needed or what's the deal? No?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. We had to do school supply drop-off for Mara on Wednesday, and basically they just load all the stuff into their locker so they don't have to carry it in on the first day of school.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's reality check. Like all of a sudden you're in the school, you're smelling the hallways, like you're like, this is real.
So you went into the school?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
Parents go in too. So then you're just like, it's like parent catch up too. I mean, like a lot of these parents you haven't seen all summer, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, how's it going?
Do they have their own lockers or do they share?
Yeah, they have their own lockers.
Okay.
And it's crazy because these kids, like Mara's pretty bare bones. Like I was like, do you want anything for your locker? She's like what? And I was like, I don't know, like a shelf
locker. She doesn't do
no.
Like
and
that.
So that's the thing. Like you see these girls and they that are like the moving in. They've got all sorts of decorations and you can get like a chandelier for your locker now.
Chandelier.
I mean, you can get all sorts of disco ball. I mean, they have a million things that you can get. And so I was like, well, do you want like a shelf or something? She's like, no, I'm good.
How big is, I guess I can only go by because we
it's
had
not a full locker, you know, they have up and down. She's got a top locker. So it's not a full, they rarely have full lockers now. There's so many kids at school.
We had top bottom and then seniors got
full.
They got the full.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. All right.
So, yeah. So, she's got a top locker. But, I mean, the girl next to her was, like, putting together all of this stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
marriage is different.
She's her own person.
She's her own person, which is good. Not that those other kids are
no, but I mean, like, because even when we left, you know, because there's all the, like, you have an idea, you know, you're like, I don't need anything. But then all of a sudden you'll go and you'll see all the stuff and you think, I changed my mind. So I hit her up after we left. I was like, okay, you just saw, like, everybody's basically having their moving in day. Do you need anything? She's like, I'm good.
No snacks like, or anything. Okay. Can they have snacks in there and stuff?
No. Okay. I mean, they have their lunch box, but they don't eat. No, because they're in eighth grade. They're not snacking. It's not kindergarten anymore. They can get through a whole morning without eating something. You're like, I can't even do that.
I cannot do it. I cannot do it. All right. It's time for knowledge nuggets.
What's this? This the is
more,
new.
The more you know.
Oh, no.
The average human poops over 400 pounds of poop a year. Some people poop more. Way more. You know who you are. That's a poop fact.
There you go.
Where are you getting these? You need to, like, reach out to that person and be like, thank you so much. You have made such brilliant content that we have mined.
Oh, God. Yeah.
400 pounds? Good God.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
I mean, I guess you never think about it. I mean, never think about it.
Did that say in a year? It said in a
year. Yeah, in a year. No, in a sitting. 400 pounds.
Well, hey, no, I'm thinking it was a life.
Per visit.
Yeah.
We are elephants. I wonder how much that weighs.
Elephant poop?
Yeah.
That's a question for Google, my sister.
You know what I mean? Like, how much, like, what is that? Because that would be the animal that I think would have the most prodigious output.
What about rhinos and...
But elephants are bigger than rhinos. I mean, elephants are big. I'm just saying. Like, if there was, like, an animal where you're like, or, like, a big old whale, like, what's that all about? Can you imagine being behind a whale in the ocean? You're like, no.
Yes. An adult elephant can produce up to 220 pounds of dung per day.
See?
Per day.
That's half of what we make in a year, and that's just a day for an elephant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, what are you eating? What are you
eating? Well, it says they eat hundreds of pounds of food daily. They're just constantly eating.
You'd have to keep that machine going. I mean, they're large.
Yeah,
I mean, just to, like, the circulatory system alone, you'd think, like, that's a workout.
I wonder what animal has, do you think that has the largest, that in fact is the one? You know who's the largest right here? The blue whale.
I just said whale.
Yeah, you just said that. Yep, blue whale.
That would be the only animal that I can think of, like, bigger, where it would be, like, what would the output be for, and you think about how much they eat, where they just, suck in.
200 liters of, excrement. What is that called? Poop.
Excrement.
Whatever. Excrement. Yeah. 200 liters.
Ew. I don't even know what that is. I don't
know.
It's
the consistency of breadcrumbs.
Let's not. I mean, I don't think we need to.
Come on.
No, I'm good. Oh, I just used breadcrumbs last night.
Just thinking the same thing because I was going to use them today. But while this, a small lizard based in Florida, it's called the sand skink.
That's a neat name.
Once held the record for the largest poop relative to its body mass.
Okay.
Okay. So if we have to do body mass, it looks like that little tiny lizard is the winner.
Interesting. Really fascinating.
Hey, back to school.
Back to school talk.
We're back to school talk is right there. So I bet no one ever asked that question and got an answer.
Look
and
at
if
this.
You're listening
the
to the
more
podcast,
you know.
The more you know, you betcha. So that is a good question. All right. So blue whale is the winner. But okay. All right. Now we know. Now I can take that to a happy hour somewhere. And
right. Exactly. Stale. You're like, hey, guys, there's a lull in the conversation. I know how I can get this prodded going back in the right direction.
Yes.
Here's a good prompt. Who has the most poop? Oh my God, I'm out of here. Get the bill. Obviously, we've way outstayed our happy hour time.
All right. All right. So I didn't know this. Also, there's all kinds of fun facts about elephant poop.
I don't know if you call it
fun. They say that in many parts of the world, people use these sprays, you know, to repel mosquitoes and stuff, you know, that beet and stuff and all that. Elephant dung is a natural alternative. Okay. So simply you just light it on fire and the smokes keeps the mosquitoes away. And it also heals headaches, toothaches, and mild pains. You have to eat it? I don't know how. Weird. They used to smoke to do that. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Now, why would people kill elephants? Why would they poach them? Look at that.
They usually poach them for the ivory tusks.
The ivory tusks, which is just evil.
I know. It's so bad.
That is just evil. All right. So take that one to happy hour.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm meeting some girlfriends tonight. I'm going to put that in that pocket. Be like, ladies, I think we're running out of convo. Let me pull out this gem.
You got drinks tonight.
Hold on a second. Yeah, I do.
All right. All right. What's I'm up? A-list alert. What's happening with the...
Oh, man. Justin Bieber's got a doppelganger out there. This guy really looks like him.
I think he's from England.
He's French.
He's French.
No, he's from France.
Okay, so he's an impersonator. Yeah, this made all kinds of news. How stupid are people? People really believe that. Now, I looked at photos, and I guess I never would have... I know what Bieber looks like, though. I mean, we all kind of do.
Well, yeah, but this guy really does. He went and got all the tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean,
he impersonates him back home.
Yes.
I can't believe the bill he wrote. I mean, he ended up paying for it, but
$10,000.
Yeah. So,
and
how
then he got
on
the big thing is that he got on stage and he sang Sorry.
I have video right here. This is the fake Bieber. Look at everybody filming.
I know.
That doing the butt hump.
This is the thing that cracks me up. So the guy that's the DJ,
yeah, he doesn't know, right?
No, he doesn't know, but later on when they tell him it's a hoax, he's like, you know, I gotta be honest, I thought he's really put on weight since he dropped this album. He's like, in my mind, I thought, like, he's really filled out a little bit since, like, the video dropped. Because that guy does have more, I mean, while he's very much in shape, he's not nearly built like Bieber.
No, he's not. No, he's not. All right, so we got that going on. What else is happening with the A-list?
Okay, so Nick Jonas recently did, he was doing some interviews and he was talking about his bedroom habits. And everyone's like, really? And apparently he's got some pretty strict bedroom hygiene. He says, I think beds are for sleeping only. And that he said he doesn't like to sit on a bed, doesn't like to eat in bed. He doesn't read books in bed or watch TV.
Okay.
It's literally just like, I sleep in bed. And I just thought, like, he's married. I'm sure his wife's like, come on. She wants to watch something. He'll pull up a seat and sit next to the bed, but he won't get in bed and watch it. So they must have a television in their room, but he just won't do it from bed. He's like, if she wants to watch something, I mean, then that's fine. But like, otherwise, bed is just for sleeping. I was like, that is very, wow.
That is just for sleeping. So does he have sex? I mean,
that's the thing. I mean, obviously they didn't go into like, they didn't put him on the spot about his like sex life with his wife. But I mean, pulling up a chair while Priyanka's in bed to watch TV together. I mean, that's bananas. Like he won't curl up in bed. He's like, all right, I'll go get a chair and I'll sit next to you because I don't watch TV in bed. Like he's got a strict.
That's weird.
I can't imagine that. Well, let's sit here and watch this show.
So pulls up
I hope it's a comfortable chair.
Do you guys have a TV in your room? Do you guys watch TV in bed? You guys don't have a TV. We have a TV in our room. We watch it almost every night.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
Like you go to bed and you watch
TV? She watches shows. She watches what is she watching? She's watching like these cake shows or whatever, these cooking.
Like is it the one where it's like the is British it cake? Guy.
No.
Oh no, you're watching one. The British Bake Off. No, there's that one where it's like cake or whatever.
And that's by Mikey Day that does that, I believe. Mm-hmm. I love that show.
It's so weird.
I love it.
Imagine all the time and effort to make something not look like cake.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you know it can't taste good. I mean, why? If you put that much, because that, I don't like fondant. Fondant doesn't really have like a either. Taste to it. I mean,
I don't like it either.
And you
I,
have I to use it to do that. Like uh-huh. Fondant is basically like
I baked a cake once putty. With fondant and I hated every bit of it. I hated the way it cut. I hate everything. Mm-hmm. And I was almost embarrassed because I did it for someone's birthday.
You have to sometimes, though, for those certain kinds of cakes, you can't get that look otherwise.
No, you're right. It's the fondant thing. How about those food influencers? Did you see that?
Oh, my God. How spooky. I mean, how random that they just happen to be filming when that happens.
Yeah.
So it's this couple and they're like food influencers and they're sitting down. They're like ready to take a bite. And this car smashes into the front of the restaurant, throws them. I mean, they are covered in glass and throws them out of the booth that they're in.
Yeah, it's here's bananas. Some video of it. It's pretty crazy.
Do a big bite with you.
Look at all that food.
Cheers, my boy.
Boom. Here we go.
Look at that. I mean, the amount of glass. Just thrown out of there.
A little bit, yeah. They're bleeding from the face. That's what we call a crash course in food influencing. Bad joke of the day.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, how crazy is that? Yeah. So, I guess she just never. This lady, she thought
meals that, free.
Meals free. I think she thought that the break was on. And I don't know.
Really?
That's what happened. She was parked. I never understand how that happens, but yeah, they're lucky didn't die. They could have very easily.
That seems like more than just pressing on the gas and coming. That seemed like you really picked up momentum. That was really something.
Yeah. Now, well, viral. I mean, what would you do to become viral, I guess?
I mean, that is one way to question. Get. Let's not do that, though. I really don't want to. Survive a car crash.
Yeah, I have what the Wylene. I have what the Wylene. She sends me these videos, and this is our new segment called What the Wylene.
Have you ever wanted someone to take care of? Someone who needs lots of cuddling and affection? Someone you can give your love to? Well, that someone is Little Miss No Name. She's the doll who needs more loving care than any doll you've ever had. Look, she has a tear on her cheek. Little Miss No Name is sad because she doesn't have a pretty dress. She doesn't have any shoes. She doesn't even have a name. But she does have big brown eyes. Most of all, Little Miss No Name has a heart filled with love. Give her a kiss and hold her close. Take your comb and make her hair look pretty. Little Miss No Name needs a home and all the love you can give her. You'll find Little Miss No Name standing in a snowstorm box at your toy store. Take her home with you today. Little Miss No Name.
So faker jaker. That is not real.
No, this is a real doll, real commercial.
I got to Google that. That just seems like, I hope somebody lost their job. Like they were like, I got an idea for a doll this Christmas. Like zero dolls sold. Like, that is the saddest thing I've ever... I'm like, I'm not spending money to be sad. A toy is supposed to bring happiness.
Did you see
You're it? Like, I feel like I'm saving an orphan. Why don't I save a real orphan? I know, but, like, how about spending that money and helping out, like, a real human kid? Oh,
that is the idea. Little Miss No Name.
You know what we got coming up this weekend?
What?
The Black Moon.
Oh, what is that? The Black Moon? Tell me more.
So it is a celestial event when there are four new moons in one season. The third one is called a Black Moon. And that's this Saturday. So we had one in June, we had one in July, and then we've got one this Saturday. And then the last one is September 21st. So that
Why is it named the Black Moon?
It's kind of like the same deal. Like, imagine when there's two full moons in one month, they call it a blue moon.
Yeah.
So the fact that there are four new moons in a single season, which only happens like every 33 years, they call it a black moon.
Oh.
And so you can put out water for this, and it's like a whole thing.
Well, like moon water, like you do.
Right, but it's called black or dark moon water. And so it's a special kind of water that when you put out, it helps you with banishing negativity, enhancing intuition and dreams, and letting go of what is no longer serving you.
Oh, my God.
Wileen had to put it out. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, and then it does.
I mean, seriously. Because
I took my previous moon water that I made a year ago. Watered plants with it finally. I'm like, I got to do something. It was in a big giant tequila bottle, but I did it wrong. You need to tell people how to do moon water. Because we're going to get questions. If you have any questions, you can drop us a message. But what's the ideal way of capturing the moon water?
The best way to do it is in an open container. Because the idea is that you get the moonlight or whatever.
And it needs to be outside, right?
It needs to be outside. It needs to be, like, you need to put it out before the moon rise. And then ideally, I think you're supposed to bring it in before the moon sets.
I think so. Yeah.
So it's like before this whole, again, I am not an official moon water. This is a resident. I'm just going off of like what I remember. So you set it out beforehand and then you bring it in before the moon sets. And the idea is that the reason it's like you're not supposed to put it in a closed container, a lid, is because it doesn't get the direct.
It doesn't get to the moon light. The moon light. But
if you don't think that I'm like, when I saw this, I was like, dark moon water, tell me more. And then when I heard about what it does, I mean, letting go of what no longer serves just in time for our birthdays.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, just saying, like, seriously, I'm going to wash my face with this stuff.
Yes. I'm going to get in a squirt bottle and squirt this whole studio. Exactly.
Serenity now.
I'm just going to mist everything. All right. So you leave it outside. You can't have the moon water coming in through the window.
No,
right?
It should be outside. Mm-hmm.
So then it's not really drinkable, right? You don't want to
drink
water that's been outside.
You
can make
tea. You know, I mean, why not? I mean, what's wrong with it sitting outside? Water comes from outside anyway.
Bugs and stuff like that, no?
Well, I mean, if a bug died in it, but I mean, what are the chances? Like, if you go out there in the morning and you find like a dead firefly in there, probably not going to want to drink it. But if it's just open to the air and it's fine.
Would you take the dead bug out of it?
Ooh. But
just take the bug out
of it. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because I did that the other day. It was like a dead fly in a glass of tequila. So I had to either decide to drink it.
You're like, I'm still drinking this.
I did, actually. And I did. I drank it with it.
Why wouldn't you just scoop it out?
Because there's a little I have fruit fly problems, I guess.
Yeah, what's going on with the fruit flies going on in your house? What do you got going on?
No, we have fruit in the house. There must be something going on. Because once they start, I mean, it's not like it's a possessed house, but once it starts, I don't know where they're coming from.
They're coming from somewhere.
There was one. All right, so I bought something. What was it? I think it was a watermelon.
You're like, I bought some fruit.
Yeah, and it was on the porch, on the counter.
Okay.
Right? And then these fruit flies come out of, you know, nowhere. And I'm like, where's these things coming from? Is it the garbage disposal? Because I hear but those aren't fruit flies. Those are a different type of fly, I guess.
Out of a garbage disposal? Why does anything come out of
Because I don't know. They're like some other type of fly. Because there's garbage down there. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
I thought it was supposed to be disposed of. It's right there in the name. Garbage disposal. There shouldn't be any more garbage hanging out down there. It's supposed to be
stuff might get caught up there. I don't know. Maybe I need to clean it. But anyway, I grabbed the watermelon, and as I grabbed it and I turned it around because I was going to cut it up, the side that was towards that you couldn't see was completely rotted. Completely rotted. Gross. And so I think that's where it came from. And so they've just been growing. Like the one that was in the microwave, for example.
Mm, yeah.
He must just be living.
His best life.
His best
hanging
life.
Hanging out in microwaves, you know, drinking coffee, warmed up coffee.
Best life. So anyway, all right. So do the moon water. I'll do the moon water. Everyone else do the black moon water. And then we will get to where we're
at. Oh, I'm totally doing it. Once I saw that.
Delta and United are being sued.
Yeah. I'm with what are you the people about? Who.
They're getting sued for selling windowless window seats.
You can't do that. People pay for the window seat.
Window.
Now, that's the thing.
Gives me the question. Sometimes the way the windows are, you're sharing a window. You know what I mean? You're not getting your whole window. Would that be considered a windowless seat? We'll just say the window is in between.
Yeah, right. I know what you're talking about. Yes. And that does happen. I would still consider that a window seat.
Okay. All right.
To me, a non-window seat is literally a wall, or you're in a middle seat or something. Yeah. I mean, at least if you've got a partial view, you're like, well, I didn't tell you that you were going to get the whole window. I mean, there's a partial window seat.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Right. You're paying for it.
Yes. That's the thing. If we were in a world where we weren't paying a premium to sit certain places, it would be a non-argument on account of the fact that you're like, I mean, I bought a ticket just like anybody else. I thought I was getting a window seat, but like, it's not like I'm paying more than somebody who doesn't have a window seat. But in this world where we're paying for like basically every little extra that we want, if I paid the extra to have a window seat and then showed up and like, I'd be like, sorry, dude.
Those seats. I'm like, I don't know why anyone. I mean, I only fly Southwest. I'll fly other ones as well.
I fly United. That's a Chicago Southwest company. So, I mean, like, not, but it's a Chicago hub.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of United flights. And if I'm not flying Southwest, I'm flying United.
Okay.
So, when you talk about how you have a Southwest card, we've got like a United card. So, when we went on trips, we rack up United points.
Yeah, United,
so that's the thing. Crazy. And you do pay. I mean, part of the reason.
I don't know why you charge, why you pay for a window seat. I don't think they should charge for things like that. I mean, I've heard of some of these airlines charging for the stuff you put up top.
Even. Yeah, there's that. It's there's
too much.
So I have gotten on United, they have this thing where it's like super basic, or people can email, I'm sure, and let me know whatever it is. But there's there's basic, and then there's even more basic than basic. And more basic than basic is like you can't even have a carry-on. Like, I mean,
you could have a backpack.
Like, you could have like a backpack, but like you can't have suitcase. Like you can't have a carry-on. So, okay. I mean, like as a woman, I'm just like, this is my purse, this backpack, but like, when you think in this day and age, it has to be able to fit underneath the seat in front of you. You can't put anything overhead, which once you get on there, they don't know what your ticket is. You can put
exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, walk me up. But like if anybody's but the thing is that there are still window seats that are available when you get basic. When you do that super basic, they can put you anywhere. I mean, at that point, you could be on somebody's lap. I mean, like,
I haven't paid for. I've always flown for the most part Southwest,
where you just sit wherever.
Where you just sit wherever. Mm-hmm. I'm not like new human, but what do you mean? You don't get to pick your seat if you're paying for it.
If you get this like extra super basic, you do not get to pick your seat.
They just put you wherever they want.
They put you wherever, and then there's basic, which is you do get to pick a seat, but it's only certain seats. And then
are you basic? You're so basic.
Yeah. I've flown basic, but I mean, there have been things where I've flown, like I did a flight a year or two ago where I was just going for like 2 days and I did the super basic. Cause I'm like, I don't need luggage. Whatever I need can fit in a backpack and that's fine.
Okay.
But like when I come back for winter, when you need, you know, like sweaters and coats and stuff like that. Yeah, no. But even with basic, you've got to, well, any of those, you have to pay for checking a bag.
Yeah. So, yeah, you do. You know, it's so ridiculous. I mean, charging for window seats. I hope they get the crap suit out of them.
I know. When I saw that, I was like, oh, good. I mean, these guys are getting so creative.
Crazy. Yes, they with are.
All of the upcharges. I mean, it is getting to the point where you're like, come on. So we have, like I said, we have a United card. Peter is like, I have a card. It's Peter's, you know, like how you have a card, but Wylene probably has one too.
She has
you
a
know
card what I mean? Too. She has the same. Yeah. Basically, same I thing, gave her a right. card. Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. It's the same so stuff. Peter's like the whatever, but like he's the primary and I'm the secondary user. So the kids and I were flying United. And as a card holder, you get free checked luggage. That's part of the reason why you want to, you know.
That's so, like Southwest too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I show up with the kids. I'm not traveling with Peter. And they're like, no, you're not the primary. They were going to charge me for the bags. Primary
holder?
Yes. I was like, are you kidding me? I have it right here. My name is on it. It's the same credit card number and all the stuff. They're like, you're not Peter Coffey. I threw a stink and they let me on because I was like, I'm traveling with my kids. Had I known that, like, are you nuts? Like, seriously. And they did accommodate. They're like, I get it. You know,
so you did the kid thing and it worked. The kid thing works, huh?
Well, in that case, I was just like, how do you even travel with kids without checking a bag? You know, kids just always have crap. Like, there's
I never even thought about that. You're paying all those dollars for a kid's suitcase. I guess you're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is bananas. And so they let us do that. But like, they're like, just to let you know, it's only when you travel with the primary card holder. And I'm like, that is BS.
Yes, it
because
is.
It's the same stinking it's card.
Same card.
Like I would get it if I'm like, it's not the same card number. Like it's all the same. What do you mean? Yeah. I was like, well, because it was going to be $75.
Well, what if you took Peter's card with you then?
Because I couldn't use it because I'm not Peter Coffey.
You can use a card without your name on it.
Not at an airport.
Oh. I guess you're right. Okay.
Hi. This is me, but then this is also me. They're like, you got to pick one. You can't be both people here and expect to get on that flight with all these bags.
Yeah, with all these bags.
Which I am not paying for, by the way.
Yeah. And by the way, real quick, back to that Black Moon.
Yes.
Heartwood Park at Heartwood Preserve.
Yes.
There's a concert going on. You got Friday night Bites and Beats. And this is all free, by the way, with Jonathan Wayward. And then Summer Saturdays is going on with Blue House and Rent to Own Horns. It's a concert. It's all free. It's at night. You can get games and you can get all that stuff. There'll be food trucks out there and booze trucks and bounce houses and all that stuff. We need more booze trucks in this city and bounce houses and all that stuff, right? No charge. It's family friendly. And it's actually located perfectly in West O. You know, it's like 145th, 44th. 145th south of Dodge, just south of Dodge. You can't miss it. You can see it from 144th. But there's nothing else around that area. There's a lot of people that live that maybe want to do some fun stuff with the family, or maybe a date night.
Be really nice.
Take your jugs out there and
exactly.
Get some of that Black Moon water.
Ahoy.
So yeah, do it up and have a good time. Again, it's free and you can always go to, what is it? Heartwood Preserve.
Heartwood, heartwoodomaha.com. Okay. That's the website. And they've got the calendar. They'll let you know all the stuff because they've got really cool stuff going on, like on Sundays.
Sure.
You know, like
they have Art in a Park this Sunday or something like that. Yeah. Cool.
I mean, on last Thursday, they had the third Thursday of the month where it was succulents and wine, which that sounds like right up my alley, except for absolutely.
I love succulents. I don't.
So do I.
I mean, they're nice. I mean,
they are. I'm not they're really pretty.
Wylene loves them too.
Do you have a lot in your house?
Yeah, we have a ton of plants. We're not good at keeping them alive like you. I don't know why.
I'm not good.
I just don't know why. But we can keep succulents alive. And we have our plants in the house and stuff that are still alive. This is the most boringest conversation.
Like, let's talk about live plants.
That should be a separate.
This is right up here with poop. Hold on. There's been a lag in the happy hour conversation, and obviously poop didn't work. So how about this? Live plants. What? You have to go? What do you mean?
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Why are you getting the bill?
Where are you going?
Don't make me go home.
Elephant poop, whale poop, little lizard poop, right to live plants.
Live plants? No? Nobody? Huh. Gotta know my audience.
What are you
going
out with tonight? What are you doing? What's going on?
Going out with two girlfriends of mine. We all have, one of them just took their first off to freshman year in college. He's going to Ole Miss. So I can't wait to hear what that drop off was like. I mean, what's Ole Miss like?
Is this his first year then? Going there? Okay.
Yeah.
So now all you ladies are free to roam and have some fun, right?
And then the rest, the other sweet lady that I'm going with, her daughter just started high school. So it's like a whole mismatch of us. We're all like in different places.
Okay.
With our parenting journey.
Okay.
Well, I've got the young ones, but
you might get some conversation, dry.
I'm excited to talk about plants. I mean, I think plants would probably be more of a, I'll try it. If I feel like we're running out, like all of a sudden I'm like, huh. Yeah. So that's how school drop off went at Ole Miss. Hey guys, live plants. No,
just in case you forget.
Ready for the bill? Nobody.
Human poops. No. 400 pounds of poop a year. Some people poop more, way more. You know who you are. That's a poop fact.
A poop fact.
I probably won't be bringing up poop facts since we'll be eating.
That's after.
Who's ready for dessert and poop talk? Yeah. They're like, you guys, I thought you already bored us to death earlier in the day when you were talking about how you can't keep any plants alive.
Oh, God.
Never get invited out with the girls ever again. They're like, Molly's really got to get out of the house.
ever again. This weekend, by the way, is Dundee Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Is your sister's
Amsterdam falafel? So sure Amsterdam falafel and kebab will be there for sure. Okay. That's always a fun one. Dundee Day.
Uh-huh. It is.
That's how you
it
know.
It used to be Dundee Days.
I know.
And that was hard. That was a lot. Because Dundee Days is a party.
It is.
I think but now it's kind of turned more towards family.
It's family during the day. It's still party at night.
Okay.
So that's the thing. When it was more than one day, you were like, oh, that next day after.
Because that's where you went. The next day, you're doing it again.
You're like, no.
Someone smart goes, how about we do
Let's
it
just
for
make
one
day. Let's just blow it out, blow the, and then just go into hibernation, Grubhub. Let's watch the latest binge show of Vanderpump's Rules, and
there
then
you go.
Let's just go.
Are you still on season shows? And then we'll hit the fun factory. Are you still on off the alien? Have you touched the Are You My First? Have you gotten anywhere?
I did
on
not
those?
Touch Are You My First.
Okay,
I did watch the latest episode of Alien, and I think that it made a turn in the right direction.
That's good news. Okay.
Yes.
Everyone's complaining. Everyone's commenting on our conversation about it, and they all agree the same thing.
What?
The kids that are robots.
It's the worst.
Yeah, everyone hates it. No one likes it. Everyone's complaining and commenting on that, and they agree 100%.
This week was really bad because there's one particular character. There are these two boys.
Okay.
They're adults playing boys because they're supposed to be kids in the head, but they're in adult bodies. And he's obviously never spent a minute with a child.
Okay.
Because he's always like, gee whiz golly. I'm like, nobody acts like that.
No one acts like that.
And they're like these two, and they have to like have these scenes together. I'm like, this is painful.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it was quick. And it was more about the monsters. The monsters this time. I love Timothy Oliphant. He's so stinking great. He's so good in this. He did have to dye his eyebrows. He did an interview recently because he's like platinum white, and he's got he's a robot, and he's got platinum white eyebrows, And they're like, well, was that real? He's like, yeah, I really dyed him. He's like, my wife was like, could you please?
What a weird look.
I know. I know.
Every day.
And so like they were going out to dinner and she's like, ugh. Eyebrows. Like, when are you done with this part? It was really funny because he's like, I really did dye the eyebrows. And my wife was like, T minus till you can get those gone because they are the creepiest things. And you look like a weirdo.
Okay.
You know, because imagine you're going out to dinner and people are like, what is that guy?
Yes, all day long. All right. Fun factory. Are we ready?
Yes.
If you want to watch the video, it's going to be at bigpartyshow.com. All right. Also, there's a little segment. You just hit it right there and you'll take it right this. This is called what I like to call Hot Things Wrong Wings.
I bought my head.
What are those right there?
Those are the pads. I went by, I don't know. She said pads with wings. I got wings. These are wings. These are pads.
Can you ask her what kind of wings she wants?
They're buffalo.
Did you think those are the ones she wanted?
I'm sure. And I was should I get ranch? But I don't mind if she had ranch.
God. I remember the first time I had to go to the store, I had to make a run. That is the most weird. Now I'm completely past that. Of course, I could go buy tampons. I don't care.
Well, yeah.
But I remember when I was younger, that was a thing. I mean, no one liked to go because you don't know what you're getting. You know what I mean? There's a whole
aisle
dedicated to it that I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Yeah.
I don't think that's the thing. Everybody's like, I'm so. And like, you're a woman. You get your period. Most likely, unless
women get embarrassed. I'm talking about dudes.
No, I mean, but women get embarrassed too. Like, you know, when you're first buying them and stuff like that.
Okay.
But like,
all right.
No, I mean, okay. If a guy, like, I'm like, you don't have any problems with me being a woman, do you?
This is part of it.
And they're like, I don't want to think about that. I'm like, yeah. Well, there's lots of stuff. That comes with being a lady that you don't want to know about. This is like the least
of it.
Like, you don't even know. Cuckoo.
Okay, this next one is called House Fires and Forbidden Desires.
Oh. Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin. And I don't want to mention no names.
Your cousin?
Yes.
And you said you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, and it's a long story. Just make it short. Yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin started it, and you're like, oh, well, this must be somebody else's house. And they're like, no, it's my house because he wants to get with me.
Yeah. Cousin love. Gosh. What do you say? A heart wants what the heart wants. What is that?
I think
phrase?
That you got to figure out a different
that
want.
One. All right, this is if I have to watch it, you have to watch it too.
Oh no!
Oh, hello there. Do you have any SPF 100? My areolas are a little sunburned. Ooh. Oh!
What?
Yeah. There you go. I love this next one, by the way. I've probably watched it 1,000 times. This next one.
I'm terrified.
Why? Because I like this next
one. Yes. And you've watched it this many times.
Yeah. I've watched it so much. Wait till you see it. This is entitled. Yeah. This is a date for you.
This is your ideal date. Like, you just bring me to like literally nowhere. This is the date that you had me dress up in a dress and everything?
Do you cook for me? Do you clean the house? Bro, we literally had to hire a maid just to clean their fucking house because you literally didn't want to do that. We go out to eat every single day because you don't cook. Yes, this is a date for you.
Sorry.
Last words spoken by that man. Last words spoken.
Yeah.
Never seen or heard from again. She left him in that park, buried somewhere. You're like, I don't know where Steve went.
Oh my God, I'm going to play
last
one more time
I saw him, we were out on an amazing picnic date.
Yes, exactly. I want to play it one more time just to look on the
camera. This is your ideal date? Like, you just bring me to, like, literally nowhere? This is the date that you had me dress up in a dress and everything?
Do you cook for me? Do you clean the house? Bro, we literally had to hire a maid just to clean their fucking house because you literally didn't want to do that. We go out to eat every single day because you don't cook. Yes, this is a date for you.
Yes, this is a date for you.
Yeah, for you. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
that man! I love how it cuts off there. You're like, well, I don't want to film the murder.
Exactly.
That's incriminating. This helps my defense.
Oh,
up
my
until
God.
This point, all the things he's saying, this is just building the defense for me.
Yeah. All right, this is pro-marriage tips. I think we all need these tips, right?
Pro-marriage tip. Remember, it takes two people to destroy a relationship. True. So it's not just her fault. It's also her mother's.
Michael, no.
Again. Last words.
Yeah, exactly. Where'd spoken. Michael go? See Michael in a while. Oh, Michael's on timeout. We'll let you know when Michael gets out of timeout.
Yeah.
Mom hasn't said he can come out yet.
Yeah. Pro marriage tips. All right, we're going to leave it to motivate. All right. Give you a little motivation to kick into the weekend. Don't forget that Sunday is no dumb questions. So we need you guys to send us some messages.
Monday.
Monday, sorry, is no dumb questions. So we're going to need you guys to email us, BPS Crasher, and get us some questions, right? Get us some questions that you have and, you know, just no dumb questions. You know how this thing works. And then, so here's a little motivation for you, Molly, to kick into the weekend.
Someone once said, if you fart, they'll forget in a day. But if you poop your pants, they'll remember you for a lifetime. You got to make big plays to be a big player.
I'm sure there's a couple lifetime remembrances for you.
I'm sure. All right. That's it. That is a wrap. That's it.
Well done.
Yes.
Great advice for all around to go into the weekend.
Uh-huh. I do want to say happy birthday. Oliver's birthday is Thursday.
Oh, buddy. Happy birthday.
Yeah. I just want to make sure he gets the happy birthday. Him and Madison. Those guys.
Newly married dude. Yeah. First birthday in the books.
He is newly married. Doing well. It's fun watching these guys grow up. But all right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Monday. Make sure you review, you rate, you follow, you subscribe, and you just got to do one thing for us if you made it through this whole podcast. You need to tell somebody.
Tell somebody. Don't keep it a secret.
Don't keep it a secret.
Don't gatekeep on this. Let people know.
All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.